Good Monday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you in studio. I have Ward and Brenda Morgan and Drew Casper, the curator of Midwest Dream Car Collection, new car museum that will be open definitely by next year, hopefully at the end of the year, at the old Raised Apple Market in West Loop. Again, if you have any suggestions of cars you would like to see in this museum, 785-537-1350, call on air and put in that suggestion. And we went over, we've had a caller talk about some cars. We've had written down some cars suggestions for you. Ward, what is your dream? Is there any certain one car that you're looking for?
Well, right now the car that we're working awful hard on is a 2019 Ford GT. And so this is a car that they're producing now, but they're in very limited numbers. Drew, how many are they making?
I believe they've made 500 for this first wave, and then I think they plan to make 500 more after that.
And so it's an application process, including video interview, and then you're restricted from selling the car for 2 years after you buy it. You agree not to sell it, and the reason is the car costs $400,000 to $500,000. But if you have one and they're reselling right now for around $1.8 million, so we wouldn't do that. We absolutely would hang on to the car if we were lucky enough to be able to get approved for it. It's a beautiful, amazing car. So that's my big dream right now.
Well, keep an eye out on it. I'll put it on hold for you. Like, they'll take a check, right? Will they take a check?
I'm just hoping
post-dated a little bit.
My good word will work. So yeah.
Okay. It might take a few paychecks for me to keep that on reserve for you, but no, I'll see what I can do.
I'll put the word in.
And you know, we're talking about this at Midwest Dream Car Collection, and it's something that's really kind of started out of a hobby for you, and it's something you kind of want to open up to the public. But I do want to remind folks that you're a self-made man in a lot of ways. And if you want to remind folks just, you know, how you got started, how you got to this point, and I guess maybe enlighten us a little bit with a few, you know, keys to that success that you've had over the years.
Well, you know, 90% luck. That's, you know, there's no doubt you've got to be at the right place at the right time. You know, I've influenced that a little bit, but certainly have been lucky. Learning how to hire amazing people, you know, that's huge. If you've got the right people, which we do at Civic Plus and at the restaurants and other things that we're doing, it makes an amazing difference, and that's a huge part of it. Absolutely. I've never probably had an original idea in my life, but I'm real good at seeing other ideas and kind of applying them to what I'm doing. So I steal ideas a lot. I don't accept that something can't be done. If somebody says, well, you can't do that for this reason or that reason, I'm kind of a doubter. So I'm like, well, you'll have to show me and prove to me why I can't do it, because I'm not just going to accept your word that it can't be done if it's something that I want to do. And there's been multiple times that I've been able to make things happen because I didn't. The first time somebody said, no, you can't do that, I said, well, you'll have to prove to me, or I'll have to prove to myself that it can't be done. Until then, I'm going to assume it can be done. And that's worked out pretty well for me.
And Brenda, what's some of your observations with Ward's success and just, well, all the different enterprises? What's some secrets you've noticed, or just ways that this success has happened?
Yeah, he's very good about finding good people. And then he doesn't micromanage them. He empowers them and allows them to, you know, make mistakes and coach them, and I think that's pretty unusual.
Yeah, it's stressful for some people because I like to give them a lot of responsibility out of the gate. In fact, Brenda and I were off on a trip, and Drew had found a Lamborghini Aventador that was owned, that Mario Andretti owned. And so he was negotiating to buy that, and I said, well, you just decide and do it. And so, you know, here he's 21 years old buying a Lamborghini Aventador for the collection. So we throw people into the fire pretty quick.
That's pretty amazing. And for anybody that's out there that's maybe thinking about starting their own venture, what's some advice that you might have for them starting out? Because that's how, I mean, you started out a small business, right? When Civic Plus first got going, I mean, how many employees did you have when it first got going?
Oh, there were there was my business partner, Tony, myself, and I think we had one employee, and then we added a few people, but there were three of us starting out.
And that was at Networks Plus.
At Networks Plus, yeah, which turned into Civic right. Plus. Yeah. And, you know, my advice, I mean, I'm tempted to say don't do it is the best advice because so many ventures do fail. And, you know, again, there was a lot of luck in getting where I'm at today, and I recognize that. It's hard work. If you think, well, I don't like working so hard, so I'm going to work for myself. It's the opposite. You know, you're going to have to work 14-hour days probably to make a venture work. You've got a lot more stress and misery. Civic Plus lost money for 8 years straight before it started being profitable. Luckily, we had Networks Plus that was helping fund it. So, you know, it's not easy at all. But if you want to start your own venture, try and think about doing something that you're really good at and passionate about. Some people are like, well, I just want to work for myself, but I don't know what I want to do. And it's like, it's really hard to just come up with something, go do it. You have to have something that maybe you're knowledgeable about or good at. You know, you can't just say, well, I'm going to go, you know, start a manufacturing plant, but I've never manufactured anything in my life. You could do it. It'd be awful hard to do. So play to your strengths.
Is that usually probably what you've seen for yourself and maybe others, is that it kind of does start with that, the passion first, and it almost just kind of on its own begins to evolve into that point. Well, this is all I want to do, and I want to be the one to do all or to take charge of it and be in control of everything. But it starts with that passion first. And Did it just kind of evolve that way? That, like, you probably didn't start off thinking that I wanted to own my own business necessarily, or maybe you did.
When I was younger, I was in my dad's office when he was an attorney in Oberlin, Kansas, and he was talking to me about some consultant. I said, "What's a consultant?" He said, "Well, they kind of just work for themselves. They work when they want, and you have to pay them." And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's my dream job, is just, you know, work for myself and work whenever I want. It didn't quite work out that way. But for me, I did want to work for myself. And a lot of it is because I always think that I'm smarter than my boss. I probably never was, but I always kind of thought I had better ideas. And if I got frustrated, at least if I was working for myself, you know, my boss might be an idiot, but it's me, so you know, I can't blame anybody else. One thing when people who are interested in starting a business, becoming entrepreneurs, come up and talk to me. One, yeah, you better be passionate about it, because you're going to go through a lot of misery and risk. If you're not passionate, you're just going to bail out on it pretty quick. The second thing is, most people just talk and research and never do anything. You got to just get out there and do it. You know, if you came up with some idea for a widget that you're going to sell, don't spend forever trying to, you know, improve it a little bit better. Get out and try and sell it, because you'll find out real quick if anybody's interested in it. So if you're going to do it, just hurry up and do it. Don't talk about it all the time.
Good words. Good words of encouragement there. Let's go ahead and take our last break. We'll come back and talk more with Ward and Brenda Morgan and Drew Casper, curator at New Car Museum, Midwest Dream Car Collection. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Store.